This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump and the mayor of Portland, Oregon, have engaged in a public war of words over the mayor's handling of police brutality protests, which have turned violent. Portland has seen 3 months of nightly protests since the May 25th death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody. Most recently, the Saturday shooting death of a person during one of the events. In a series of tweets, the president criticized Mayor Ted Wheeler and urged him again to request help from the federal law enforcement. Saturday's shooting came after a caravan of right-wing activists drove into the downtown area where there were confrontations with protesters, according to videos posted on social media. The U.S. state of Kentucky's attorney general has a new development in the controversial Breonna Taylor case. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Kentucky's attorney general has received a long-awaited ballistics report in the police shooting of Breonna Taylor. AG Daniel Cameron tweeted Sunday that there is additional analysis needed now that the report is in his hands. He adds there will be no announcement on the investigation this week. Cameron has indicated the ballistics report has slowed the investigation into Taylor's death by police on March 13th. Taylor was shot while at home by police serving a narcotics warrant. Cameron has faced intense pressure from activists who want the officers charged in the Taylor killing. I'm Shelley Antler.
Authorities say a St. Louis police officer who was shot in the head while responding to a shooting on the city's south side has died. 29-year-old Tamaris Bohannon had been with the department for nearly 4 years. A second officer who was shot in the leg Sunday was treated and released. And after the shooting around 6 p.m. in the South Ground neighborhood near a park. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Worldwide, there are more than 845,000 COVID-19-related deaths, with now more than 25.2 million confirmed infections, with just four countries, the United States, Brazil, India, and Russia, carrying the bulk of the cases. The state at the epicenter of Australia's second wave of COVID-19 infection said Monday the number of new cases fell to a near two-month low, allowing measures to be lifted. Victoria said it has detected 73 new COVID-19 infections within a 24-hour period. It is the lowest since July 3rd. The easing number of COVID-19 cases comes as the state capital, Melbourne, begins its fourth week of a six-week lockdown that sees residents confined to their homes, a nightly curfew imposed, and large parts of the state economy ordered to close. On the day Belarus's embattled president, Alexander Lukashenko, turned 66, he received a call from the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, inviting Lukashenko to visit Moscow, a sign of the Kremlin's willingness to back Lukashenko as he grapples with the unrest and the threat of new Western sanctions. Once again, tens of thousands of protesters flooded the capital to call for his resignation. He's been struggling to contain the weeks of protests and strikes since winning an August 9th election his opponents say was rigged. He denies electoral fraud and has said the protests are back from abroad. Top Democrats say they may subpoena intelligence officials to testify on election security after the director of the National Intelligence stops in-person briefings. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Senator Amy Klobuchar says she's outraged at Intelligence Director John Ratcliffe's decision over what he calls leaks.
I think the House is going to have to subpoena the Director of Intelligence in order to get information, which is crazy.
She also tells ABC's This Week monitoring foreign interference should be paramount. President Trump was asked about it Saturday at a hurricane briefing in Texas and said Ratcliffe is right.
You have leakers on the committee. Leakers that are doing bad things. Probably not even legal to leak.
Trump did not offer details. Ratcliffe said lawmakers will get written updates. I'm Julie Walker.
And also, the Trump administration has blocked the scheduled removal of a former Colombian paramilitary boss to Italy, and now it intends to deport him to his South American homeland, where he has been found responsible for hundreds of war crimes. Salvatore Mancuso received notification of the surprise reversal on Sunday. His lawyers have 14 days to try to stop that order. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.